Welcome to Women Reconnecting, a show dedicated to helping women discover the missing link to wellness by taking listeners on a journey away from stress, fatigue, and overwhelm to a life they love. It's time to ascend from the daily stresses of life by reconnecting to your inner radiance so you can play full out and feel alive. With your host, the Reconnection Catalyst herself, Lisa Mizells. Hello and welcome to Women Reconnecting. This is your host for the show, Lisa Mizells, founder of Femana, a wellness company for women. And I'm so happy that you're listening to this episode because I have a special guest today that's really going to, I think, assist you in reaching new possibilities. She's going to be talking about self-love, loving yourself from the inside out. And with my professional expertise and personal experience, this topic is really near and dear to my heart. So let me take a moment just to tell you a little bit about my guest today, Marcy Newman. Marcy is a life and spiritual coach, specifically the heart shift coach, and she's an expert on manifestation and transformational energies. Marcy helps people struggling with change, and when the heart wants one thing, the head fights it. So Marcy's heart shifting process is about making sure that those two things are on the same page working together. And she helps identify resistance and teaches the process of shifting your heart and your thoughts. And that leads to the ultimate reward, which is loving you and loving your life. Marcy has earned impressive credentials. She's a registered nurse, ordained spiritual minister, Reiki master, certified hypnotist, energy healer, Law of Attraction Life Coach, Self-Love Reiki Master Teacher. And it's Marcy's mission and life purpose to deliver messages of love and transform lives through energy education, teaching empowerment skills, and creating tools for personal change through her heart-shifting processes. Shift your heart, shift your thoughts, and shift your life. Welcome, Marcy.
Lisa, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Yes, I'm so excited for our listeners to hear what you have to say. So are you ready to just jump right in?
Oh, I sure am.
Okay. So our listeners probably can't hear the name of your show, so it or your process, but it's called Self-Love, but it's C-E-L-L-P-H. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. This is a process that actually was created as I began to dissect what had happened in my own healing. And this happened back in about 2003. I had been carrying some medical issues that were what I just sort of considered to be sort of, you know, part of the aging process. And I kept sort of sweeping them under the rug and not looking at them. But after making some extreme life changes, I suddenly realized one day that the arthritis-like pain that I had in my hips for so many years was suddenly gone. I had carried these digestive problems and constant headaches years and years and years. All of a sudden, they were gone. And most remarkable was that I often would wake up in the middle of the night in panic attacks. And all of a sudden, they were gone. Mm. And so what happened was I started to look at the changes that I had made in my life. And as I said, they were quite dramatic. And I'd actually like to share that part of the story with you.
Yes, please.
But nonetheless, what had happened was is that I recognized the significance of the changes that I had made. So here's what had happened to me. I was out in Montana at a family wedding, and I'd always had this really strong affinity to the Native American. And while I was out there for this wedding, I was also celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary. And so my kids were there, and so much family and friends were around, and it was a wonderful time. And here I was at this party, and I looked out into the backyard, and here was an authentic teepee. And so I couldn't resist. I snuck out of the party and I went back into the teepee. And as I pulled those ceiling flaps back, I suddenly had this very cosmic experience. It was almost like the whole night sky filled the teepee. And I had this sense of such connectedness, Lisa. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but it just takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I decided, okay, you know, this is, I'm going to make this my time. And so I decided to lay down on the rugs there, and I just started to think about my life and how grateful I was. I really was living the idyllic life. I had a life that most women would be so envious of. And so I started to make this very lengthy gratitude list. As I said, I was celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary. I had everything that I could want. And all of a sudden, like a ticker tape across my mind's eye, it says, how much longer do I have to do this, Lord?
Wow.
And I gasped. I bolted upright. And Lisa, I broke out into a sweat. And I had to jump out of that teepee because I vomited in the bushes.
Oh, wow.
And when that happened, needless to say, I was shaken to my core. And I just couldn't believe, like, where had this voice come from? But Lisa, I knew that this was not coming from any place outside of me. It was coming from inside of me. And it was directing me to look at something that I had been really working very hard at ignoring for a long time. And so I went back to Long Island, where I was living at the time, and I continued to try to ignore it. But I'm going to tell you something. When this sort of thing comes forward, it's like our spirit is speaking directly to us, and it is relentless. And so I sought out the help that I needed to begin to understand what this was and what it was asking of me. And so I found a therapist who worked with, you know, women in transition. I sort of dove into my healing community, and I made certain that I got the support that I needed because I could feel the power of this. And to make a long story short, I soon recognized that I was so unhappy in my marriage. Mm. And worse than that, Lisa, was that when I started to really look at my life as it really was, not the way I wanted to see it, what I realized is that I had given up so many parts of myself in order to be in it, in order to make it work, in order to maintain this facade of perfection. Mm-hmm. And in that process, I was nowhere to be found.
Yep. I get it. Yeah. Yes, I've had an experience like that. It is kind of, it drops you to your knees.
It drops you to your knees. It was a reckoning. And to make a long story short, the changes that I needed to make in my life to be this full expression of me were not welcome. Mm. And in fact, you know, it made people around me very angry. Because I was no longer playing my part. I was no longer playing the role and being the person that they wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up walking away from nearly everything that had defined me for almost 30 years. I walked away from my marriage. I walked away from some of my family, my friends, my community, my job. And I did it because while I was in that space, I could actually feel my spirit withering. And it demanded that I be who I came here to be. And that's when the miracles started to happen. And that's when all of those medical issues disappeared. And by the way, I didn't mention those panic attacks. Guess what? Every single one of them had the same theme. I couldn't find my wedding ring.
Oh, wow.
And so when the medical issues started to disappear, I I was taken aback, and I said, well, what have I done? I'd been a vegetarian for years. I did have a spiritual practice. And I laugh and I say, you know, I was a card-carrying PTA member. I mean, you know, like, what had I done
right. That
changed everything? And do you know what it was? I realized that by walking away from that toxic situation, that I had begun to love myself in a way that I had never allowed myself to before. And when I realized that, I realized that there was really something to this. And I began to just look at it, and I opened myself up to spirit and said, help me to understand this. And when I did, it began to show me, well, these thoughts, these behaviors, these beliefs are acidic. These thoughts, these beliefs, these choices, these actions are alkaline. This is self defeating. This is self, I can't think of the word that I wanted in that moment, but it's self enhancing, mm-hmm. You know? And so I started to see the difference, but from a molecular level, a cellular level. And what I realized is that, you know how we talk about there's no separation between my body, mind, and spirit? Mm-hmm. Lisa, there is no separation between body, mind, and spirit. So you can, you know, be eating the healthiest diet, drinking the healthiest thing, breathing the healthiest air. And if your thoughts, your beliefs are toxic and acidic and creating stress in your body, it will eventually be your demise.
Yeah, I mean, they've proven that scientifically.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so what occurred was I was shown how to put thoughts and emotions on a pH scale so that we can actually formulate in a very scientific way how our happiness will create our health. And so each one of us has that ability to make the changes, and it's our responsibility and obligation to do so if, in fact, we want to start to live life the way we are meant to live it, and that's happy and healthy and whole.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. It starts with that awareness that we've known for, you know, when you look back, it's like, duh. Gosh,
yes.
I should have known that, because it's something that kind of just nags at you. And you go along thinking, no, you know, my life is okay. It's really, you know, look at all the things that are great about it. And then something like what happened to you in the teepee, for me, it was I picked up a journal that I had written some things on about my life, what I wanted for my life when I was in high school. And I picked it up and looked at it and realized I was nothing like what I wanted to be.
Wow.
And that was just like, wow, I have really sacrificed myself. And I think it's scary to be in that situation, because it's moving from something you're comfortable with to something that's not known. And I think that's what keeps people stuck and in the kind of ignorance, like it's not happening, ignoring it. It's not happening to me. So yeah, that's so interesting. So if we have time, we can go into that part, but I'm really interested to, so tell us about the pH scale. How does that work?
Okay. So every thought, every emotion has either an acidic or an alkaline effect. And so it either is feeding our mind, which is going to, again, enhance our lives, or it's going to take us away from that. Mm-hmm. It's either feeding our body, because our body responds to the stress, and the stress is always, you know, based on fear of some sort. And so we need to recognize that it's actually our spirit that needs to be in charge, because it's our inner guidance system, and it will lead us to the place where everything is laid at our feet, which is what happened to me, and it's now thank you, God, what I have been privileged to bear witness to with thousands of people I've worked with. It lays itself at our feet because we're finally in alignment so that it can deliver what it has been holding in escrow for us all along. And but it needs to be fueled by this energy of love. And that energy of love is about self-love. When I chose to walk away from my marriage, Lisa, you can imagine the guilt and the shame that I felt.
Yep.
But here's what happened. Every time I offered it, you know, to Spirit, Spirit would just would fill me with this sense of peace. And that's how I knew I was going in the right direction and that that guilt and that shame was false. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for me to feel it because what I realized is that my obligation is to be all that I came here to be. Mm-hmm. It's not to fulfill someone else's image and need of me. And that was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one. And I have never looked back, and I'm happy to say that I, through this process of self-forgiveness that I've created, which is all part of the heart shifting and the self-love, is I was able to let go of that guilt and let go of that shame and let go of, you know, those toxic thoughts about what's wrong with me, how can I be so ungrateful, and to just realize that I was really stepping into my purpose as I walked away from what had been so constricting to me.
Yeah, that's really powerful. So what is you talked about the heart shift. What does heart shifting have to do with the self-love? How does that go together?
Okay. So what heart shifting is the recognition that our thoughts are born out of the vibrational frequency of our heart. They follow our own energy field, okay? Mm-hmm. And so in order to shift our thoughts, which we know eventually create the experience that we're in, we have to go to the core of it. And this is why people often are frustrated with the manifestation process because they're trying to do it on a logical level, right. And it's a heart-based work. Mm-hmm. So we go into the heart. We create this intimate relationship where we are now consciously able to identify the energy. And we ask ourselves some very important questions. Is this leading me towards what I want or is it leading me away? And if it's leading us away, there's a call for love there. And so we have to explore what that call is asking for. And when we answer that call, oh my God, it happens instantaneously. There is this shift in vibrational frequency that then starts to bring in all of that new life. So it's new thoughts, it's new perspectives, new choices, new actions, and everything is right there.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, that process. How long did it take you to discover that process?
You know, it's so hard to say.
Yeah, it's a lifetime,
because,
right?
Because it's a journey.
Yeah.
You know, it evolves as we evolve, as we raise ourselves and reach into those higher realms of light energy, then we're able to see on a whole different level and understand on a different level. And so it was born of my own journey. It was born of my own evolutionary process. It came from inside of me, not outside of me.
Yeah, that's important, I think. No, very, very fascinating. So I'm sure you've had, you could give some examples, maybe some client experiences of.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
There are so many. So I've, you know, had witness to people physically healing with spontaneous healing.
Wow.
So, for instance, I had a young woman in one of my classes who had had one child via in vitro. and had endometriosis and all these issues where she was told she would never conceive naturally. And then her husband contracted testicular cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, the odds were very low, okay? Mm-hmm. And she took this course and worked with me individually. And a year later, she called me to say, "Marcy, you're not going to believe this, but I'm pregnant."
Wow.
And she had conceived naturally.
Wow.
And guess what? 3 years later, she had another baby.
Wow.
Conceived naturally.
That is pretty amazing.
It is amazing. I had another gentleman who actually was diagnosed with testicular cancer. And through the work that we did together, was given a complete clean bill of health. I've had breast cancer patients, all sorts of people who came to me with physical ailments. But then, you know, I've had clients that, you know, were thinking that they were working on one issue and then realized how it affected them in a different way. So I had a woman who was, you know, celebrating her 60th birthday. She had taken this class with me and had worked with me individually. And she had been working through some past trauma and et cetera. And her family was taking her away for a vacation on one of the islands to celebrate. And she had always been that person who just stayed on the beach and watched her family play and frolic because she always had this fear of going into the water past her knees. And she said she's sitting on that blanket, and all of a sudden, she could not stop like this. She was so compelled to go into the water. And she went in up to her knees, and all of a sudden, she said she felt this childlike energy rise up from within her. And she felt her loving herself so. And she dove head first into the water.
And that experience for her was life-changing.
Life-changing. Yeah. She was free.
Yeah.
Absolutely free. And her life has done a complete turnabout because the fear that had been consuming her and imprisoning her, not just about the water, but the energy of the fear itself was gone. So however it had been manifesting in her life, no longer was there. And I could tell you story upon story upon story who's, you know, about people whose lives have catapulted forwards because they've released those chains that have bound them. And it's all connected to our programming, our belief systems, and the fact that we don't have to live like that and we're not meant to live like that. And when we choose not to, and by the way, that is the important word here, it's choice.
Yeah.
And then supporting the choice and everything changes for us.
Yes, and that I think that's really an important part to really emphasize is that every moment we have a choice.
That's
every
right.
Every single moment we have a choice. And that really, that choice directs the rest of your life. So that's interesting. So what do people, I mean, what is, who is this course for? What, I mean, is there any special training or is there anything that people need to know before they go into this?
Not at all. There are no prerequisites other than, you know, I suggest that you're over maybe 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So that you can really comprehend it, and, you know, implement it. So, and it will change your life. It will absolutely change your life. So it's the difference between living reactively to life and proactively in creating life.
Yeah.
And when we take that step in the direction of being proactive, oh my gosh, we never want to turn back.
Right. Yep. It's scary to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do, it's like you were talking about being compelled.
Yes.
You're just guided. It's not like you're pushed. It's like you're just, compelled is a great word. You're just, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
You have
That's
to do
right.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So talk a little bit about your self-love book.
Okay. So my self-love book it talks about this missing link to healing. And in the book, what I do is I discuss not only the concepts, but I actually give an outline of how to do this. My purpose in life is to share this knowledge, to empower every person to actually be that full expression of self. And so that's the name of the book. And that's what it's filled with. It is putting all these pieces together so that you can live that extraordinary life, so that you can be happy and you can see the results of that happiness and how it affects every dimension of your being.
That's incredible. And I apologize for the outburst of my laugh, but when you said the missing piece, my signature talk is called Wellness, the Missing Link. And I'm just
listening. No, I said Missing Link. That's the title of my book.
Yeah. And so all of this stuff that you're talking about is like, I'm so resonating with what you're saying. I totally get it. And I know that it's so important for people to hear this and learn it. And you have a process for it. So, go ahead.
No, you're right. And it's one, again, where, you know, we're empowered. Mm-hmm. We're empowered to really create life.
Yeah. So important to be empowered, be able to stand up and have the courage to stand up for yourself and know that this life is for you to figure out how to enjoy it. I mean, that's what
right.
I believe.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, very important. So so you talked about who the course is for, and you talked a little bit about your book. Is there anything else that we missed?
Well, let's see. I think if I were to say anything else, that it would be about this power of choice. One thing that I've come to recognize is that the entire universe is based on free will, and that we must learn how to engage our free will at any given moment, because it is the catalyst. It's like a domino effect. And that free will is the manifestation, okay, of, again, our heart center. Mm-hmm. So if we have what you were just describing, Lisa, the courage, the ability to step forward and to wield our free will, that is how and when the universe is able to deliver all of the wonders of this life.
It's just incredible. Now, I know you have a free gift for listeners. And
I do.
Yeah. And the free gift is going to be on the blog post at famana.com. So that will be posted along with your social media contact information and your website. So everybody listening can go to famana.com and get Marcy's information. But we have a few seconds left. Do you want to just tell them a little bit about your free gift?
Sure. I bundled a whole lot of things about self-love. Hey. So there are PDFs, there are reports, there are audios, there are all sorts of things that I pulled together to make certain that people can get started now.
Oh, that's right, amazing. Now. That is amazing.
And then I added one more thing. That is, if there are listeners who are serious about getting their lives directed so that they really can be happy, healthy, and whole, after they've gone through this information, I'm offering 30 minutes of private time with me.
Wow.
One-on-one, so that I can just help them to get directed in the direction of their dreams.
That's amazing. That's so generous, Marcy. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here. Thank you for this talk. I love it. Love it. Thank you so
my
much.
My honor, my privilege. Thank you.
All righty. Everybody, thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Listen to Women Reconnecting, the only show that talks about the missing link to wellness and fulfillment, with your host, the Reconnection Catalyst herself, Lisa Mizells, and her guests as they share what's working now to feel alive and fulfilled in life. Would you like to ascend from the daily stresses of life and discover how to stop merely existing and how to play full out so you can feel alive again? Listen as guests share simple tips to step up your wellness factor and excitement for living so you can create the life you want. This show is not intended to replace any medical advice from a licensed practitioner. Consult your doctor before trying something new.
Welcome to this episode of Women Reconnecting. I'm your host, Lisa Mizells, founder of Femana, a wellness company helping women recover their health, reclaim their vibrancy, and return to a life they love by discovering the missing link to wellness, which is a lot of what we're going to talk about today and what we talk about on this show in general. And I know that you're going to love this episode of Women Reconnecting. My guest, Cinder Ernst, will be talking about Inside Out Fitness, the smart women's approach to exercise. And I'm really excited to have Cinder come and talk to us about this because we haven't had a lot of exercise guests on this show. And let me just share a little bit about this amazing woman with you. Cinder is passionate about helping plus-size women all over the world to move their bodies no matter what size or shape they are so they can age gracefully and have full active lives. And her groundbreaking techniques have been featured on Good Morning America, NPR, and the San Francisco Chronicle. And in the last 25 years, Cinder's Heal Your Knee and Get Your Life Back programs have helped hundreds of people reduce pain, gain strength and stamina, and live abundant lives. And having overcome her own battle with addiction and poor body image, Cinder stopped dieting and hating her body 25 years ago and began a journey to guide other women to live a more active, fit, and joyful life as they control their bodies and their health. And Cinder can help get your body and life back on track too. And she is a medical exercise specialist and an accredited life coach. And today I want to give a warm welcome to my guest, Cinder. Welcome, Cinder.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes. Are you ready to jump in?
I am ready.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Inside Out Fitness and how did you become the leading expert in this area?
Well, Inside Out Fitness is an intuitive approach, meaning that you're internally directed and motivated about your exercise program. And it's so interesting because most of us are directed really by what I consider sort of the insanity of the diet and fitness business,
right. Yes.
Which has become more and more insane. You know, yeah. I spend a lot of time in a gym training people, mm-hmm. and I see the whole younger generation of trainers coming up, and it's always about, like, they're just pushing everybody all the time. And I don't know. Anyway, there just seems to be an insanity present. And I think that's what happens when when we don't know how to hear our own body's cues about what to do next. So that's really the basis for Inside Out Fitness.
I love that. I love that because it's so true. I mean, if you talk to somebody and you're, oh, what do you do? Do you, you know, how do you work out? Oh, I don't go to the gym. And they're so ashamed that they don't, don't go to the gym.
Right. And then there's this whole, like, this moral high ground, you know, how hard did you work out?
Right.
Or just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's an insanity to it. But the beauty of Inside Out Fitness is that you circumvent all that. And once you get this approach down, you're never going to have to worry about your fitness or feeling frustrated or stuck anymore, because you and your body will have this partnership. And you'll be really sure of what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I don't know, there's just this, like, you can let this big breath out, like, oh yeah, all is well.
Yeah.
Like, all is well.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. It's so true. Listening to our bodies is so very important. I mean, it talks to us all the time if we listen to it, right? It's like whispering to us all the time. But there's so many different exercises that are what I think it's like what I tell my clients is do what's joyful and what's feels good. Like what and recently dancing has felt really, really good to me. So I know that's the right thing. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That is what I'm talking about. And, you know, I think sometimes, and so you may have somebody listening right now who thinks, oh, I could never even imagine exercise being joyful. Right. And so I just want to shout out and say, you know what? It's okay. Yeah. And I'm actually going to give you a way to proceed to find, because you have to be able to find the pathway mm-hmm. that will eventually hopefully lead you to joy in your movement. Yeah. But for now, we can go for no struggle, right? Yeah. So if you had a way to be consistent without struggle, you would eventually quite possibly find joy. But that part is not, you know, as long as you can find peace, that would be your stepping stone towards joyful movement.
Yes.
And I love how you said the body whispers, because that is true. And in a world where everyone is shouting at you what you should be doing, it's, you know, you cannot hear your body until you stop listening to all that other information.
And
there's plenty of information out there. Like, that's not what we're doing anymore. Like, the information is everywhere, you know, but how do you find your way through all that noise?
And that's really, I mean, that is really the key point, because you could Google anything. You could you could learn anything, but you know, so much, I mean, and I've done it before, like just not specifically with exercise, but with learning or wanting information on anything, you get so wrapped up in, oh my gosh, well, there's this, oh, and then there's this, and then there's this, you know, and it's like you just, and then you don't know, and your mind is filled up, and then you can't hear your body.
That's right. That is really right.
Yeah. So tell us some more about the benefits of the inside out approach.
Well, I want to tell you also to do that I've been doing this approach, you know, before I knew what I was onto or created all my systems about it. But when I grew up like most of us in the 70s or 80s, hating my body, doing the next diet, always trying to change my size and my shape. Mm-hmm. And in the 80s, when I got into exercise, I was like, oh, here's, I can do it now. I could really whip my body into shape. And I know you, I mean, so many of us have had this experience. And I actually consider myself really lucky, because I met a mentor who directed me in this inside out way. And so it was 25, almost 30 years ago, I stopped dieting, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And because I did that, I started to really be able to hear my own body and proceed in this internally directed way around food and exercise. And the benefits that I have, well, first of all, I like my body. And I say that truthfully and wholeheartedly. I may be a personal trainer, but I'm not a skinny mini. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have cellulite. I'm 56 now. I have wrinkles, you know, all these things. And I like myself. I like my body. And the freedom that there is in that, the amount of time and energy that I have left over, because I'm not torturing myself all the time, is crazy. It's crazy that peacefulness is available. And the other benefits of doing this is that, you know, you don't have to ever feel stuck or frustrated, because you and your body have this thing handled. You have this internal connection, and, you know that you're going to, that all is well, that you're going to be moving, and that, sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied, but the all is well piece is the biggest benefit. And from there, you just have access to doing whatever you want to do, whether it's a physical thing or something else.
I took up boxing 2 years ago, and I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. And it does require that I have a lot of injuries, and, you know, I have to be very in tune with what's going on, but I can do it, you know?
I love what you're saying. And I love what you're saying about body image, because it's so important, you know, as a holistic wellness practitioner, people, you know, often, you know, a couple years ago when I was first, like 5 years ago when I first starting out doing this, I was really concerned about what people would think about me as a holistic, you know, I was almost hesitant to put holistic wellness practitioner up there, because people think of it as, you know, you have to be skinny and you have to be fit. And that's not me. I mean, I'm not heavy and I'm not fit. I'm, you know, but I'm happy the way I am. And I think that that's really the most important thing, is that my body is working for me. It's optimally working for me. And I think that's the key, right?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when you are really letting in partnership with your body, when you have a partnership with your body, you will be safer as you're exercising, which matters when you're over 30 or over 40. I mean, mm-hmm. it matters that you're safe and not injuring yourself.
Yeah.
And also that you are doing the right amount of exercise that contributes to the rest of your life, not takes you out of the rest of your life. Okay.
Right.
So being safe while you're exercising, mm-hmm. there's no better way to do that than being an inside out fitness.
Yeah.
And then also being sure that you're on the right track, because you're tuned in to what your body wants. And when you're on track with your exercise, you're going to feel energized and happy.
Yeah.
And if you're off track, you're going to feel tired and listless and probably frustrated and stuck. So you can be safe, you can be sure, and you can also be stable, because when you have this inside out approach, you are you're always knowing that you can tune in and do what's next. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a repeatable thing. Okay, let me tune in and do what next. So being safe, being sure, and being stable are three really cool benefits you get from inside out fitness.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I think, you know, you brought up a good point. Exercising is so important for the rest of our life, because we may feel at 30, 40, 50, even 60, we may feel like we're invincible still. You know, as you start to get a little bit older, you start to notice that, well, maybe I'm not quite so invincible. You know, you get injuries a little more quick. But as we age, if we don't keep up our muscle tone and do some, you know, some things that we need to be doing consistently, like you said, it's going to affect our quality of life. And to me, quality of life is where it's at. And we want to do the things that are going to make us independent, and able to be independent for as long as possible.
You know, that is so true. I have an 86 year old guy that I'm training right now. I actually inherited him from a colleague. We've been training people in the same area for a long time, but she moved away. And he plays tennis every Wednesday. He's 86.
Yeah.
It's wild, you know. But yeah, that's the kind of thing. And I often joke too, one of my favorite exercises to give people is a get up, right? So you just get up and down off your chair.
Yeah.
But it's a crazy good exercise. And I have a couple of other exercise pieces for you later on. But you know what? If at some point in your life you can't get up off the toilet anymore,
right?
I'm sorry, but you are screwed.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, so, you know, and I had a woman come to me, oh, it's probably 10 or 15 years ago now. She's still working with me, but she could not. She had a bad knee, mm-hmm. and she was pretty big, and she couldn't get up off the toilet without helping and, you know, without pulling on something. And now she can, and she's still big, but her knees are good, and she lives this crazy good, you know, she's in her 60s, she travels, she's, you know, and all is well. And, yeah. You know, you just have to keep, you have to keep moving and do. And that's the other thing about sort of the insanity of the fitness world often loses sight of function. I mean, function, like you're saying, is so important.
Right.
And that's how I define fitness is it's not what you look like. It's not what you weigh. It is, do you have the strength and stamina to do the things you want to do in your life?
Right. Yes.
That's it. Yeah. That's the question.
Yes. Amen to that.
Yep.
Yeah. Gosh. The strength and stamina to do what you want. Because, I mean, life is all about having experiences.
Yep.
The ones you want to have.
Yep. And most of them do require our bodies.
Right. Yep. That's kind of what we're here for, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So what are some of the stumbling blocks to being a success, you know, successful with this inside out fitness or just fitness alone?
Well, yeah, let's start with just what I have found, because through the years, I'm what you might call a weight neutral fitness instructor, mm-hmm. which is, you know, pretty much unheard of. And especially my focus has been helping plus size women all these years. And my first introduction with someone is, you know what, this time we're going to spend together is not about weight loss. And, mm-hmm. you know, as an aside here, in the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a ton of studies. Not a ton, but the way the studies are going, and I've always thought this, is that actually exercise does not contribute to weight loss.
And too much exercise, the kind that the fitness world, quote unquote, is pushing, is actually causing inflammation.
Right. Yeah. And so really, the biggest stumbling block that people get is they make their exercise program be about weight loss or body shaping, either one, but weight loss is most predominant. And when most people, I mean, the statistics for losing weight are awful. 95% of all people regain in 2 to 5 years. And how that is still being prescribed by doctors is just crazy to me. Would they prescribe a pill with a 95% failure rate? But there, I'm getting a little diverted, okay? Because this is a point of like frustration for me.
Yeah.
But when you hook in your exercise to a weight loss goal, it is often thrown out when the diet gets thrown out, or it becomes a point of frustration instead of a point of ease or possible joy, like we spoke of earlier. So I always encourage people to separate food from fitness. Mm-hmm. Other than, and you know, my funny thing is, you know, other than I don't want you to pass out, you know, on our hour.
Yeah.
So don't come in, you know,
famished,
depleted. Right. But other than that, make the two things two separate roads. And if clients come to me and their real focus is that they really want to lose weight or change the way they look, I refer them out. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not gonna step on that road with you. I do believe that the biggest mistake people make that has them fail at fitness is they make it about weight loss. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying don't lose weight.
Right.
Have at it, whatever. Yeah. But find a different pathway. And Inside Out Fitness is all about finding a different pathway.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I love what you're saying. And exercise is for our mobility. It's for our function. It's for our, it's to get our body, you know, I mean, there are benefits like getting it oxygenated and getting it, you know, getting all of that stuff. But really, I think it's like what you're talking about. It's about the function and the, you know, helping people get, toned as they age so they can be strong enough to have the life they want.
Right. I mean, it's all about having fun.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like the fun things I want to do in my life.
Right.
And I keep picking things that require me to like I've been learning motorcycling on a different way. I switched from a cruiser to a sport bike. Uh-huh. And I've been going down and taking racetrack classes.
Wow.
But it's, I know, right? I'm not very fast, but you know, I'm getting there. But it's a whole different riding position. And with, you know, I have hip and knee arthritis and stuff like that. And, you know, so I have a whole different set of things I'm doing physically to support this new adventure that I'm on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not, trust me, not everybody wants to ride a motorcycle around a racetrack.
Right. But if you want to go hiking in, you know, you're going on a trip to Europe and you want to go hiking around, you've got to be able to hike around.
That's right. Even, you know, getting through airports can be tough too. You know, and there's another thing also I wanted to also mention in this regard is that there was a study done in the 80s about self-esteem. And the study showed that when you exercise from external cues, your self-esteem goes down whether you lose weight or your body changes or whether it doesn't. Mm. And just the opposite, when you exercise from internally directed cues, your self-esteem improves no matter what your body shape does or doesn't do.
That makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at your, you know, if you're trying to change the way you look for externally, you know, the external cues.
Yep.
You're going to be focusing on what you're not having.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
I love that.
And, you know, and that's funny. What I always say, too, and this is what I notice, is that so many people want to lose weight. And what they get is the wanting, not the weight loss.
Yeah.
And that's a weird little mindset thing that's, you know, I don't really know how to circumvent it. Mm-hmm. And but I noticed that that's what's true. And that's the prevalent, you know, it's the wanting. People get the wanting all the time. And so mostly I'm just like, lay that burden down. You know, it doesn't mean that your weight won't change or it might, but lay it down and make your decisions because, you know, tune in with your body and just make your next best decision on any given moment, how it feels. It's a moment to moment thing. And that's where your power is. Right here in the now. It's your powerful now. Mm-hmm. How am I feeling right now? What's true and what's next? That's it. That's what it comes down to. What's true right now and what's next?
Yeah. So let's talk about this mindset system that you have that makes exercise feel friendly and doable.
Okay. What a concept, huh?
Yeah.
So I've built my the systems that I teach in my program. I built it around the word grace, okay? Mm. And the G standing for grounded. And we're going to talk, I'm going to give you more pieces of that because that is the basis for the new pathway, the Inside Out Fitness. But the R stands for relaxed. And when you are grounded in Inside Out Fitness, you always can know that you're on track. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is that knowing when you're off track, it becomes really easy to get back on track. And, you know, it's very human to go off track with things we want to be doing. What is extraordinary is to be able to get back on your pathway in the direction you want to be going without a lot of drama. Right. So without a lot of, the beating yourself up part creates all the drama. So in the system, in the grace system, relaxed is knowing you are on track and knowing when you're off track that you can get back on easily. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that just make you go, oh.
Yeah, that's easy. That sounds easy. What does the A stand for?
Aware. Okay. Aware of your body. And that's where we go deep into the how do you hear it? Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a quick tip on that is As you noticed, you mentioned earlier that your body whispers. Mm-hmm. That is true. And the quiet voice is the voice you listen for. Mm-hmm. The insistent, anxiety-producing, repetitive, loud voice is not right. your body's voice of wisdom.
Yeah. Yep. That's your ego, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can call it a monkey mind, mm-hmm. is what I like to call mm-hmm. it. And then C is centered in your heart. And you can do that pretty easily. And it's going to be part of the grounding piece we're going to look at as well. But to be centered in your heart, the point of that is that what's true in your heart is unchanging about you. It is a place where you can always go and find your, you know, your center. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to do. I'm going to give you how to do that in a few minutes. And the E stands for ease, that you, and it's the action part of grace. And it's very funny, but the action piece is hooked in with ease. So you ease into your action. And the and if you're not experiencing ease as you go to take your action, then you may want to back up and rethink it. And I want to just touch briefly here on the difference between ease and struggle. Because you can work hard with ease. When I am in my zone and I am boxing, I have not found any, quote, harder workout than boxing. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on, I am doing that with ease. Mm-hmm. Now, struggle is the opposite of ease. And it's kind of about, it's really about your mindset. I mean, you can be doing nothing and struggling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, no, that's great.
Okay, so the difference between ease and struggle is all about the approach or the mindset.
That's awesome. I love that. Now, we're almost to the end of our time. So I know you have a free gift for our listeners. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about for, we have maybe 30
yes.
seconds.
Okay. Yes, very quickly. Uh-huh. So grounded, where you're going to start is the triple A approach. Okay. You want to get into alignment first, then take your action, and then appreciate yourself for every accomplishment, no matter how small. And the alignment piece is simple. Bring to mind someone or something that you love or care deeply about. Mm-hmm. And just that moment of a loving, happy thought before you take your exercise step. Mm. So triple A, alignment, then action, and then appreciation.
I love that. Yeah, that makes so much sense. I love the way you, this is great. Of course, this is why I had you on the shows, because I'm totally in alignment with what you're teaching. So.
Great.
That's perfect. Yeah, so let's tell our listeners a little bit about your free gift.
Okay, so I'm considered the knee pain expert. And so if you have any knee pain, you can get started feeling better right now. If you go to lesskneepain.com, sign in there and get the Heal Your Knee Pain Starter Kit. Awesome. And if you would like to create a little custom pathway with me about this inside out piece, you can sign up for a complimentary coaching session at callwithcinder.com.
Yes, and I'll have that. I'll have your free gift link and your website, and you have the two different URLs on the website. So those will both be on the blog post at femana.com with the summary of this. And then I'll also include how to connect with Cinder so that you can reach out on social media if you're into social media and say hi. So thank you so much for being here, Cinder. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate the way you're doing your business.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a pleasure.
As always, we appreciate you listening to Women Reconnecting, where you get inspired to reconnect with who you really are and create a life that brings you joy. With each episode, we bring you new strategies to feel your best and discover new possibilities for your life. Make sure to listen again as we bring you new and exciting guests that will help you to keep moving forward along your path so you can have fun, play full out, and really feel alive. Until next time, enjoy life.